Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dawn Fotopoulos is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Dawn has it all, ladies and gentlemen. She's got the look. She's got the brains. She's got the experience. She was a banker. That makes her one of my favorite people in the world. She's been helping small business owners to survive, turning hundreds of them around so they didn't fail. I mean, that's beyond the hat trick, folks. That's perfect as far as I'm concerned, especially for somebody to hang out with us here on the show. Her new book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic, A Survival Guide for Small Business Owners. And she's our new friend, Dawn Fotopoulos. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
You got it all, Dawn.
You know what?
You're the whole package.
I've done it all.
You're the whole package. So I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on your book.
Yes.
My audience knows. In fact, as I said to you earlier, they're rolling their eyes right now because they're saying, "All right, Blasingame is going to get back on his financial management kick soapbox again." And I am, Don, because when I started doing my show, Don, 50% of small business owners were failing in 5 years.
Yeah,
today,
that's right. Well, that's
50% in 4 years.
Yes,
that means
right.
That means mortality among small businesses has increased by 20%. How do we let that happen?
Well, first let's ask a question, okay? Why would anybody in their right mind, right? Why would any sane person accept those failure rates, right? Why don't we just take the startup money, Jim? Let's go to Atlantic City. Let's have some fun,
Yeah. Shoot
the wad, and
right.
at least get a cheap meal and a show, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly. Have
okay.
a memory. Yeah, a good memory, right?
So I think it's happening for a lot of different reasons, but specifically, you know, the big companies aren't hiring. There's just, let's be honest.
Yep,
okay,
that's right.
Not, a lot of people are trying to turn their hobbies and their gifts into
or survive. They're trying to survive.
Yeah. They want into cash flow for their households, or they need a second revenue stream. I'm going to be talking to Bank of New York Mellon down in Philadelphia in a few months. And basically, you know, they call it preparing for the pivot, which is a euphemism for,
right.
you know what, there's a high likelihood some of you guys are going to lose your
That's
jobs.
That's exactly
and
right.
You lose them.
Yep.
You lose them in your mid-year when your kids are in school and your expenses are, you know, as high as they're going to be.
Right.
And it's a scary time, right? So it makes perfect sense that there are people that, you know, want to start this kind of side gig to be able to generate some cash flow. So it was very interesting. On Fox News, there was a commentator who said, you know, everybody should start their own business. And I went crazy.
It's not for everybody.
Well, it isn't for everybody.
Even if you're good at the numbers, it's not for
that's
everybody.
Right. That's right. And it's hard. And you say that on your blog. You know, it's hard. And you got to be equipped before you go into the arena. And what's the most important thing you need to learn when you drive a car? You got to keep your eyes open.
That's right.
Okay? And we're not, you and I aren't advocating for people to become accountants or bookkeepers. We
That's
have
right.
those people.
I never wanted to be that.
No. But here's the deal. Your accountant isn't going to run your business any more mm-hmm. than a mechanic's going to drive your car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what do we want an accountant for? Well, do the taxes. Be aware of all the tax changes. It's complicated. That's what you hire them for. But in terms of making day-to-day decisions, you got to make those, and you got to make those understanding where the business is. So, for example, I had this great lady, jewelry designer, very talented. She was doing about $750,000 a year in sales.
Wow.
Not a tiny business. Yeah. She'd been at it for 10 years. And she was in a cash crunch, and the way that she was going to get out of that is she was going to get investors. She said, oh, I want an investor.
Oh, no.
So I sat down and looked at her. Yeah. I sat down and looked at her P&L, and I said, and I saw some really crazy stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing that I saw is that her gross margin was 10%. I said, honey, If first of all, if you get investors, you don't have enough to pay them back.
They'll waste your time.
And no investor, no investor in his right mind is going to give you any money, he or her. And then I said, listen, if you try to scale this, the only thing you're going to do is accelerate
more money.
Your time to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
That's right. So what we do in the book, Jim, is I've taken 15 years of what I've taught in seminars and in the classroom that I know works, and I kind of codified a roadmap. I'll take you by the hand, and we'll do it step by step. And the way that we reduce the intimidation factor, because people are really scared of this topic. I mean, let's be honest, right? I hired an artist who worked for Disney for 20 years, and his name is Ron Bucalo. And I said, listen, Ron, and he's a very funny man, actually. I said, hey, Ron, we got to take this dry, brittle, awful topic that people want to run screaming away from, and you got to make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the only accounting book that
my favorite one. My favorite one is where the balance sheet and the income statement are giving each other a high five over the top of the cash flow statement because the sale came in and the income statement got it. And you booked it in on the balance sheet, but the cash flow said, "Where's my money?"
that's
a great one. But the thing about it is, you know, back to your lady with the jewelry lady. At least she had financial statements that you could help her understand.
That's right. That's
I think we got an earlier problem than that, Don.
Mm.
We got millions of small business owners. Small businesses out there who don't even produce regular financial statements.
They don't produce the
P&L, the operating statement, the income statement, whatever you want to call it. It's the same document. They don't create that. They don't create a balance sheet so they can figure out what their days payable, their days receivables are. But here's what's even worse. Even if they do have an accountant to help them with those two things, let's say that they do that. No CPA that I know of is going to help them do a 12-month cash flow projection.
That's exactly right.
And I'll tell you
about it in the book.
Yes, you do. And if I could give small business owners one thing today and only one thing, I would give them show them how to do a cash flow projection. What do you think?
Yep. Yeah, and we do. And not only that, Jim, you're absolutely spot on. But the other thing that we do is we show them how to improve cash flow. So the first step is like to sort of do a temperature check on the business. You know, where is the business right now?
Yep.
And then to be able to predict, well, if I make this decision today, where's the business going to be 3 months from now? So we talk about things like invoicing policy.
Hey Don, give us your website and tell us how to find the book.
How to find the book? Oh, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, IndieBooks.
All right. And your own website.
You bet.
What is your own website?
Oh, bestsmallbizhelp.com.
Check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this, folks. Pay attention. This could save your business's life. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.